You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on February 28th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to Episode 9 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the Red Leafs hockey, an update on the Red Leafs lacrosse, and an interview with Yulia Zeliniak on Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Just a minute, please. I was just trying to play a song. I think I might have it. It is... Sorry, trying to... I'm trying to play a song from Chris Atkins, which I wanted to play today. Just a minute, please. CJSF will be back after the following messages.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
First up today is Christopher Atkins, Another Ear, with Like the Night. Give out
the night out away, say goodbye. Black and pink is the morning's breeze is high, and it drowns the land from a studded can where the sun spills in. Like the night I'll always say goodbye. In your curtains, they cry. Before they do, I'll leave a whisper in the hall for you.
Was Light the Night from Christopher Atkins, Another Year. Next up is Tamaguchi's Notes to Self. Here's Wanna Know You? Now I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. There were three events on February 22nd. The Red Leaves women's wrestling team competed in the NCWWC 8 tournament at Kitty Maggi Arena in Denton, Texas, starting at 8 a.m. Pacific, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. In 117, Maddie McKenzie dominated Isabel Ortiz of Fort Hays State, via an 11-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, toppled Marjorie McDaniel of Colorado Mesa at 123 in a semifinal, but lost to Alexandra Weitzman of William Jewell College via a 4-0 decision in the first place match. In 160, Lene McCracken won her first three matches via technical falls. Kimberly Carlin of Colorado Mesa University, 11-0 in championship round one. Jennifer De La Torre of William Jr. College, 13-3 in a quarterfinal. And Porna Baby of Texas Women's University, 9-0 in a semifinal, but lost to Gretchen Donnelly of Colorado Mesa University via a 4-2 decision in the first place match. In 180, Paige Maher won her first three matches via falls. Gianna Chavez of William Jewell College via a fall at 50 seconds in championship round one. Abigail Wold of Adams State at just 16 seconds in a quarterfinal. Isabel Renfro of Fort Hays State at 420 in a semifinal. And toppled Alex Iris in via a 10-0 fall in the first place match. In 207, Julia Ritchie tumbled Brooke Newton of Adams State at 119 in a quarterfinal, defeated Haley Connolly of Fort Hays State 6-0 in a semifinal, and Esther Peters of Chadron 5-2 in the first place match, as the SFU Red Leafs finished third in the NCWWCA tournament with 138.5 points. As Colorado Mesa won with 192, followed by Fort Hays State with 167 points at Kitty Maggi Arena in Denton, Texas. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action to close out February 22nd. SFU men's visited Western Washington starting at 3 p.m. as the Red Leafs were slaughtered by the Vikings 90-70 at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington. The Red Leafs were led by Luke Howard with 19 points. The Red Leafs were led by Luke Howard with 19 points, followed by Zach Stone with 12 among 8 SFU scorers. The Vikings were led by Tijan Sane with 29 points, the highest in the game. Grant Kepley with 19, Aiden Rice with 14, and Trevor White, I believe, with 13 among 8 Western Washington scorers. Let me look. Yes. So the fourth scorer was for the fourth leading scorer for Western Washington Vikings was Trevor White. Later on, the Red Leafs women played the Vikings women starting at 7 p.m. Also at Carver Gym in Bellingham, Washington, SSFU fell to Western Washington 65-55. The Red Leafs were led by Sophia Wisowski with 23 points, the highest in the game. Just a minute, please. But she was among just two SFU scorers in double digits, as McKenna Garner recorded 12 among 7 scorers. On the other hand, the Vikings were co-led by Maddie Granbois, Allison Dieber with 14 points each, followed by Olivia Wickstrom and Libby Stump with 11 points each among 7 Western Washington scorers. On February 24th, the Red Leafs women's golf team started in the 2-day Tim Tierney Pioneer Shootout at Corica Park Golf Course in Alameda, California, hosted by Cal State University East Bay. On February 25th, SFU Athletics announced that Allison McNeil, who was the head coach for the women's basketball team from 1988 to 2001, had been inducted into the Canadian Basketball Hall of Fame Class 2024. Also on February 25th, SFU finished in a fourth place tie with Biola on February 25th after firing 592 strokes over two rounds in the Tim Tierney Pioneer Shootout. The Red Leafs were led by Anya Bandel after 3 over par 147 strokes, a four-way tie for 8th, followed by Izzy Ferguson, Mira Minhas, with 5 over par 149 strokes each, a six-way tie for 14th, Chloe Tran and Sua Park after 6 over par 150 strokes each, a five-way tie for 20th. The host Cal State East Bay one after 7 over par, 593 strokes, while Madison Murr of Cal State San Marcos, who fired 5 under par, 139 strokes, tying Daniela Andrade of CSU Los Angeles, won the individual crown after winning a playoff in the Tim Tierney Shootout at Corica Park Golf Club in Alameda, California. On February 26, the Red Leaf Swimming Programs announced its roster for the NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships, which will take place next month in Indianapolis, Indiana, as part of the NCAA Division II Championships Festival. First with the SFU Red Leafs women's roster, Tori McClinchick, Abby Andrews, Abby Williams, Allie Whitmore, Debbie Vetter, Kayra Kennedy, Keisha Bicotti, and Melissa Edelman. Here is the SFU Red Leafs men's roster: Marcus Mack, Dylan Cormenty, Luka Tomic, Owen Nicholson, and Peter March. Both SFU basketball teams were in action on February 27th, starting at 7 p.m. First with the Red Leafs women's, who visited the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets at Alteroids Gymnasium in Billings, Montana, where SFU edged Montana State 68-66. The Red Leafs were led by Sophia Wysocki with 23 points, the highest in the game, followed by Amon Dulai with 13 and McKenna Garner with 11 among 8 SFU scorers. On the other hand, the Yellow Jackets were led by Dione Boyce with 20 points, followed by Aspen Geese with 19 among 7 Montana State scorers. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men hosted the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks at West Gym in the Burnaby, Maine campus, where the Red Leafs were shaded 69-68. The Nighthawks were led by Kai Dixon with 27 points, the highest in the game, followed by Easton Reagan with 17 and Ryzen Bergerson with 10 among 7 Northwest scorers. Among 7 Northwest Nazarene scorers. On the other hand, the Red Leafs were led by Irish Kokia with 19, followed by Luke Howard with 16 and Zach Stone with 12 among 8 SFU scorers. Today sees the Red Leafs softball hosting a doubleheader against the St. Martin Saints at Beattie Field in the Burnaby main campus. The first game started at 2 p.m., so I'd like to get to the current score. Just a minute, please. Right now, St. Martin's is leading SFU 5-1 with 3 runs in the top of 5th. The game is currently on the bottom of 5th. The first pitch for Game 2 is scheduled for 4 p.m., also at Beattie Field in the Burnaby main campus.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority over overall records, which are used to break conference ties. Central Washington are first at 13-4, conference 19-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene, second, 12-5 conference, 19-6 overall. Western Washington are third at 11-6 conference, 19-8 overall. Seattle Pacific, fourth, 11-6 conference, 15-13 overall. And Montana State Billings round out the five championship berth teams at 10-7 conference, 19-11 overall. Apparently, Montana State Billings will be penalized 0.042 from conference winning percentage at the end of the regular season, as it violated a GNAC bylaw. And the rest, Alaska Fairbanks are 6-9-8 conference, 13-13 overall. St. Martin's 7-8-9 conference, 19-11 overall. Simon Fraser are 8-5-12 conference, 9-18 overall. Alaska Anchorage 9th, 4-13 conference, 11-19 overall. And Western Oregon are dead last at 2-15 conference, 5-22 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority, with overall records being used to break conference ties. Alaska Anchorage are the regular season GNAC champion at 16-1 conference, 25-3 overall. Montana Billings, second, 13-4 conference, 24-6 overall. Central Washington, third, 13-4 conference, 20-6 overall. Western Washington are 4th, 12-5 conference, 17-9 overall. And Northwest Nazarene are 5th, 10-7 conference, 16-10 overall, followed by St. Martin's at 8-9 conference, 15-10 overall for 6th. The top 6 teams within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference women's basketball have clinched GNAC championship berths. And the rest? Simon Fraser, 7th, 6-11 conference, 13-13 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 4-13 conference, 8-17 overall. Sierra Pacific, 9th, 2-15 conference, 8-22 overall. And Alaska Anchorage, Alaska Fairbanks are dead last for 10th, 1-16 conference, 6-19 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet, or no intra-conference games have been recorded as SFU and I believe, St. Martin's are currently playing. Western Washington are 1-11-4. St. Martin's 2nd, 6-4. Northwest Nazarene 3rd, 7-7. Simon Fraser 4th, 8-9. Western Oregon 5th, 4-11. Montana State Billings 6th, 2-8. And Central Washington last at 2-9. These are overall records with no conference games being recorded so far.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Now I'd like to feature DSFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On February 25th, the Independent Red Leafs announced that defenseman Caleb Hoffman signed with the Wichita Thunder, an East Coast Hockey League team, two tiers below the NHL. Today sees the BCIHL Red Leafs hosting the Logan Lake Miners. The puck drop in Burnaby's Bill Copeland is at 7 p.m. on the Seniors Night, where the SFU Red Leafs hockey will congratulate Max Lightfoot and Ryan Bailey.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings within the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or a shootout loss. The Vancouver Island University are first at 16-1-1, 33 points. University of Victoria second, 13-5-1, 27 points. Then there's a huge drop-off in the point parade, as the Okanagan Lakers are third at 6-9-3, 15 points. The Logan Lake Miners fourth, 6-11-1, 13 points. And Simon Fraser are dead last at 4-12-1, 9 points. Once again, the two bottom feeders, the Logan Lake Miners and Simon Fraser, play in Burnaby's Bill Copeland starting at 7 p.m. on SFU's Senior Night, where the Red Leafs hockey will congratulate Max Lightfoot and Ryan Bailey.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 9 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse, and a long interview with Yuri Zeliniak on Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour. It's abstract crime waves, the longest night. The tune is the title track.